This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, Brian. Ethan's getting Brian on the phone line. He's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. I did want to make mention again, the House did give final approval to this state takeover of our police department here in St. Louis. So that sends the plan to Governor Kehoe, and he's going to sign it. Tish is complaining about this, of course. She says it's disrespectful. But I swear, I got this story about Tish that I have to get to because there is one today in the local paper, and it made me laugh quite a bit. Something else, and Fred, I didn't talk about this yesterday, and now there's a further development. And look, we had her on the air when she was running. You know, I go, my daughter's in the Rockwood School District. Alexa was actually here with a couple of friends. They go to Stanton Elementary. I love my school district and my school that my daughter goes to, and the principal, Dr. Starnes. But there's a board member on Rockwood that I sort of helped get into this position, some of us did, that were pushing more of a conservative member slate a couple years ago. And Izzy Imig was someone that kind of popped through, and she is a person of color. I can't remember. She's from India, something like that. But she was more conservative. She's on the board. Did you see what happened with her?
No.
Okay. Freddie, you didn't see this?
No.
So she was accused of, this is what I don't get with people that have, you know, successful, she was accused of shoplifting at Target. And she just resigned from the board. The updated, I just noticed this because I went on to see the police takeover bill. Said the Rockwood School Board member accused of stealing from two area Target stores has resigned. Mm. She's also dropped her bid for re-election. Probably a good idea. She's up for election in April. It said that we've received notification from board director Izzy Imig that she's resigned as the board director for health and personal reasons.
Oh, dear.
Ms. Imig has also indicated that she no longer wants to be considered a candidate for the April 8th board election. Well, that's kind of a mess if you really think about it, because now what's going to happen with this particular race? So she was arrested. This is just weird, right? Don't shoplift, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She was arrested March 4th. Over allegations that she stole a vacuum cleaner from the Target in Chesterfield. And then on Friday, Baldwin police, I go to this one, the Baldwin Target, which is right there at, I think it's New Baldwin in Manchester. She was there. She stole $300 worth of merchandise in February. What in the hell?
Okay, that's not small stuff
well,
either.
No,
like,
it's not.
You know, you walk out with something tiny, a vacuum cleaner, and then you do twice?
Well, look, I mentioned this the other day.
Wow.
I think this stuff is happening a lot because of the self-checkout, and people think that they can get away with it. I told you, like, you go to, if you go to Lowe's, this is my little trick, go to Lowe's and go back where the restrooms are. I have a small bladder, so I always have to do this. They literally have a list. I've read this to you guys. The top 10 items that are stolen.
Right.
And oh,
these,
that's right.
And those are, there are a lot of times, there are items that are $200, $300, $400. You're like, how do they get them out of the...
And they're big.
Yes, but they just walk out with them. And then again, the employees at a lot of these stores aren't allowed to intervene, right? So, but that's just
horrible.
It is horrible. Anyway, all right, I think we got Kilmeade on the line. Of course, he's coming back to St. Louis very soon. It's a week from Saturday. Hey, Brian, how are you?
All good, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. We have fantastic weather here in St. Louis. We're enjoying the extra added daylight. But let's start here with your show in a couple of weeks. I've been pushing the VIP tickets. I've heard from some listeners who have purchased those. So you go to BrianKilmeade.com to get tickets. Is it also true, Brian? I said this, so hopefully this is true. If you already have tickets to the show at the factory, can you add on the VIP afterwards?
Yeah, oh, I think so, and no problem. I think that you just have to do it in advance.
Right.
That would be, rather than walk up and do it.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. So just maybe to incentivize some of the listeners, if they want to take part in the VIP experience, what does that include? Is there a back rub involved or anything like that?
Not anymore. We had to work dial that back because you need all types of clearances and certificates.
Right.
But what we do is, it's my chance to just talk about you guys. You get to meet the cast. Like, we don't just... As fascinating as I am, I don't just sit on a chair and point to stills. We put together a show. This is like our 25th show. And each time we try to expand it. So I try to bring these moments in our past to life and kind of build it off 250. And I just give people a little bit of background, how it's evolved. My two cast members, my buddies from high school, come out, give you an idea of what's happening, answer all the questions about what's happened behind the scenes at Fox and things of that nature. I find out what's going on with you guys. With everybody in the audience, and then we have a chance to, everyone gets Teddy and Booker T, so I sign and we take a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's kind of like, and then we have a half hour off or 45 minutes off, and then we just go do the show.
Now, in the aftermath of the show, when you do the Q&A, is your friend from high school available so we can inquire as to what Brian Kilmeade was like when he was a young ute in America?
That's what people are interested on. that they do get that. Yeah, that's what's cool. Like, it's all unscripted. It's all off the record. And would see it kind of, my whole point of doing this was when I go to do a book signing, I'm lucky enough to have a decent crowd, but I never get a chance to talk to people more than 20 seconds.
Right.
So I said, what if I do my own events? And then I go, okay, this is great. Then it started getting more and more people coming. And I go, wait a second, it's the same thing again. So I go, can we create, because I'm at the end, I shake everyone's hand and I'll take pictures. And I go, how do I beat that? They said, well, a lot of times you could do a VIP, but you just relax. And everyone could talk amongst themselves, meet each other, and then you meet us. So that's where the VIP came from our perspective.
I love it. A lot of bands, I was actually just talking to a friend of mine this morning that lives in the Catskills in New York, and she's kind of trying to make a little bit of a comeback with music. She's retired a little bit to raise a family. And I was talking to her about this because we're trying to plan a show for the fall in Columbia, Missouri, and a lot of acts do the VIP. You can come before the show, maybe get a piece of vinyl or something like that. So in your case, you get a copy of the book that's signed. It's going to be awesome. Let's kind of talk about some of the issues of the day here. Maybe start with Ukraine, because it looks like there's a ceasefire that is now in the works. Does Putin respond to this in a positive way, do you think?
Very interesting, because he can't blow. It doesn't work to anyone's advantage, and he's too smart just to make Trump look bad. And he would. If he came out and said, I'm not signing this, we're winning. I don't know. I'm not stopping. I'm going to take more land. I'm going to need another. I'm going to need four more cities in each direction. If he does that, he will make Trump look so bad. And you might think, well, that's good. And people listening might go, I don't like Trump anyway. Well, just to keep in mind, he's got 3¾ years to be on the outs of all Western society with major sanctions that, even though they're not enforced like they should, all West has pulled out of that country. Remember, they can't sell oil direct. It's always third party at the discount rate. Remember, they've lost a million people through their voluntary brain drain that just don't want any part of that country anymore. And then, of course, how many people they're losing on a daily basis, and then what do they have to sell their soul to North Korea and Iran just to replenish their forces? So there's a reason, there's a motivation for Russia to do something. So the question is, do they say yes, but? Do they say, I like some of this, but not yet? Dmitry Peskov said, don't rush me. Don't get ahead of yourself. So I think that Trump's going to call. I think Steve Witkoff is going to go. And they're going to come up with some type of confidence measures. If they leave Trump out to dry after he massages this relationship for the longest time, I would say that Trump's leverage would be this. We are now going to arm up Ukraine. So the status quo will not be the status quo. We're going to flood in. He's got to even say this. We're going to flood in weaponry. They're better fighters than you. If you think you've paid a price now, just wait. This isn't Joe Biden gradually arming up. They're going to be massively armed up. So that's what Trump would have to do. Then the war would really heat up. And just keep in mind, I don't want any war. You don't want war. We didn't ask for this. We had nothing to do with this except for our weakness. A lot of it is acceptable. But when Russia's weaker, America gains, which wasn't the case, wasn't supposed to be that way when the Cold War ended. So they've been exposed as an inept fighting force overrun with corruption. They're taking tanks out of their museums from World War II to fill in. They had to beg Iran for drone technology, which is humiliating, and North Korea for troops, and Yemen for fighters. So, and now they're just picking people off the streets and putting them into the army.
Well, you know, I think I knew most of that except the tanks out of museums. They're really doing that? That's unbelievable.
And over a year they've been doing it.
Oh,
can
my.
You believe that?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Quick enough. So, I mean, I just don't think they're going to look to embarrass Trump because the Trump is open to a fresh relationship. He does not link human rights to relations. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people love that. Hey, you worry about your country, but let me just tell you how you can help mine. That's what Putin wants. So let's see what happens. Also, on some level, Russia has never been a junior partner to anyone. And they look at us as an equal, which is not true. But they are a junior partner to China. And as long as those sanctions stay on and this war continues, nothing changes. So when they sit down and that door closes in their situation room, all those facts are going to be bantered about.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Brian Kilmeade back with us. By the way, if I had a dollar for every time we discussed a government shutdown possibility, I think I could retire by now. But here we are again on the cusp of a possible shutdown. I don't think it's going to happen. And this one would be on the Democrats. Is it one of those situations where we're going to have some of the D's on the Senate side given permission by Chuck Schumer and leadership to vote with this so they don't shut the government down? Or do you think they'll call his bluff here?
Well, a couple of things. There's some people that need not to be responsible for this or need to be shown to be moderate. Senator John Ossoff is one. He's up for re-election, and he's in an increasingly red state of Georgia. He's going to need that help. And I think that Mark Kelly is open to voting that way, that direction. I don't know who else besides Fetterman would be open to doing it. And what you're referring to, Mark, is you need 60 votes.
Right.
And it looks like Rand Paul will not sign a continuing resolution, so you need 8. So the Chuck Schumer, there's just no question. Everybody knows the rules. Well, the Republicans control the government, but everyone knows the rules. You need 60. So if you choose not to give your 8, it's really your shutdown. Even past, I mean, if they couldn't get out of the House, that's what I thought could happen. But they got out of the House. So everyone knows they need 60. So, you know, you can't make believe that there aren't, you don't need Democrats to do this. So it is on the Democrats. So I don't know if it works to their advantage to let the government shut down.
I don't think it does, you know, and they both sides do this, you know, they want to try to blame the others, but I think that would be devastating, certainly for the Democrats. And you look at the polling right now, Trump's got a lot of the American people on their side. And I think this is just, you know, something that the mainstream, much of the legacy media on the other side just can't deal with. What do you make, you know, I have some unhinged friends, Brian, most of them are musicians, but there's a couple that have full on Trump derangement. And I saw one of my friends post this picture about, Elon Musk, and he's flipping off a Tesla, which is a thing now. I guess everyone's taking out. I had another colleague, a former colleague here, that just wrote a screed on Facebook about how he bought Teslas years ago, but now that Elon's a Nazi, he doesn't want to have anything to do with them. So there are people that are taking this into very strange areas right now. I guess that's been consistent with the Democrats, but wow.
But keep in mind what he's doing. He's not demanding all of us drive electric cars or his car. He's not saying we all have to get into his SpaceX capsule. He's saying, I'm going to these government entities, finding all the waste and abuse for free. And some of it is the federal workforce now. It's not even in his. He can make recommendations, but it's all up to the secretaries. That's where this hate comes from. This is all deranged because this is normally what Trump got in 2020 or 2018 or 2016. So they are taking it out on Tesla. I'm sure if you had another public company, they'd be taking it out on that. Maybe none of these people will submit to brain chips, or to use the tunnel in Las Vegas that allows them to avoid traffic, or will go into space. So these are some of his companies. Also, he's got his own AI company. He's got Twitter. So no one's leaving X, by the way. X is actually more popular than ever. So I can't believe it. I just discourage his other people from ever getting involved in government. I don't understand the hatred. I really don't.
Yeah, it's confusing to me as well. Where are you on this case from Columbia, you know, University with Khalil? I understand the free speech, you know, issues relating to that, but good Lord, he's a green card holder. He's certainly someone who supports terrorism. Trump and the administration, I think, have a lot of support on this, but there are constitutional issues at play here.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Couple of things. Number one, this is another issue in which did 13 Democrats signed on to for a letter saying Donald Trump should be condemned for allowing Secretary of State Rubio to use to detain him in Louisiana. Number one, can they be more stupid?
Yeah, I know, right?
Chanting pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, disrupting class at Columbia and being anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli, as well as physically leading charges to physically harm these people. As he led the encampments and organized the encampments last summer that caused all the unrest. And the Democrats, how dare you detain him on a green card when without even asking Marco Rubio what intelligence links him back to Hamas? To me, if you're holding Sinwar's picture and you're putting it up while you're taking over a building, that's a pretty good indication that Hamas is your guy.
I think so.
Is your group.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't seem too cloudy there, right?
I love that Trump's doing this. I put this just behind cracking down at the border as the most obvious thing that he would do if he got the job. And he is going to let everybody know that this is not okay in America. There's not going to be any gray area. I don't want anybody called the Capitol Hill. Let them know in real time. And keeping $400 million from Columbia, I think is a great message. And it looks like Harvard got that message. Harvard evidently disassociated themselves, who is putting themselves with Moss, kicked them off campus. So Harvard is into the government for billions of dollars.
Right, and they also have a $50 billion endowment. So they love the taxpayer money rather than the money that they're making on their investments. Is it too early, Brian Kilmeade, to talk about the show on Sunday night? What do you got together?
A couple of things. Brad Meltzer is going to be coming on, and he's going to be talking about this powerful speech that he gave, at the University of Michigan called Magic. So I think it's going to be inspirational, practical. Thing that his speech went viral. They decided to make it a book. We're also going to, Jamie Lissau is going to help us out on media. We're going to have a panel with Tommy Lahren as well as Sid Rosenberg. And we're working on some other things, including part two of the University of Austin, Texas. That's a revolutionary college that allows you freedom of thought, also allows you to study the classics, get your fundamentals down. They stress entrepreneurship, and they are very, very pro-American. It is founded by Barry Weiss and Neil Ferguson, and now we talk to the students about being the first ever class. This thing is going to be huge. And people know Hillsdale. Hillsdale is very conservative.
Yeah.
I think this school is very modern, forward-thinking. A couple of students I had, he said, didn't vote for Trump. They said, but it doesn't matter here. Because we tolerate everybody, we like each other, and we have a well-rounded classic education. So we're having that.
Brian, we will talk next week. We're getting very close. BrianKilmeade.com or check out the factory site to buy tickets for the show. The VIP experience is available. We will we'll hook up one more time before this visit to St. Louis. So we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thank you. You'll be in the skits. We're working on your part right now.
I've heard rumors about that, so I look forward to
You're going to love it.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Brian.
Get more at 971talk.com.